It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Generations of Wisconsin families have adopted the Native American technique of tapping trees for sap and boiling it into a sugary syrup. Syrup has a special role in rural communities around the state who hold annual spring festivals to celebrate it.
Wisconsin produces more than 500,000 gallons of maple syrup every year, making it the third largest producer in the country. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
In the northern part of the state, the town of Phelps bills itself as the maple syrup capital of Wisconsin, and the annual Phelps Maple Syrup Festival will be held on April 11th this year at the Phelps School. John Jackal owns What of You Farm and Weaver in Phelps with his wife Mary, where they produce maple syrup, honey, and weaving products. And Laura Richard is director of the Phelps Chamber of Commerce, which organizes the annual Phelps Maple Syrup Festival. Laura, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
And John, thanks for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
John, let's start with you. I understand you've been producing maple syrup for a couple decades now at your farm in Vilas County. What led you into producing maple syrup?
Well, it was just by chance, really. My wife and I moved here in 78. I was working in the woods with a small logging company. And in those days, when spring came, the road limits went on and most loggers just stopped working because they couldn't haul wood. So my boss said when he was younger, they made maple syrup in the spring because there was nothing else to do. And I thought it would sound like a good idea. So that's how I got into it.
Wow. And it seems like a process to me, right? From the sap to the syrup that I buy at the store. What goes into the production of that maple syrup once you've tapped that sap?
Well, it's really basically pretty simple. Like you said, you tap the trees in the spring of the year when the nights are below freezing, the days are above freezing, and the sap runs into your collection container. You take it and you boil it, because the sap is probably 97% or better water, and you want the sugar. So you boil it, and you boil out all this water to get down to syrup. And when it gets to be the right consistency, you bottle it, and it's maple syrup. So it's basically very simple.
Laura, Phelps is the maple syrup capital of Wisconsin, and therefore I say of the world. How did you get that designation for Phelps as the maple syrup capital of Wisconsin?
It is, yeah. So we claimed that title after this fest kind of took off over the years. So that's kind of the origination of that, really. And just because there are a lot of, as John is one of them, a lot of producers around here, hobby, small backyard producers to bigger productions.
And tell us about the Maple Syrup Festival celebrating that status as the capital.
Yeah. So this is the 15th year of the fest. And it started, it's funny that John said he started producing just by chance. Maybe the fest started that way too. It started as, before my time here with the group who started it, just looking to add something to bring people to town and something to do around here in like kind of the shoulder season or the off season. And so they were looking at this time of the year and what were people doing around here this time of the year? Well, a lot of people were producing maple syrup fest. So it turned into a, let's have a maple syrup fest. And, you know, there is also like, you know, cranberry fest in Eagle River in the fall. So this is, you know, sort of that in the spring for what's going on in agriculture around here right now. So yeah, the fest it's on Saturday, April 11th this year. So it's typically in early April every year in Phelps, and it brings, definitely thousands of people that have come to town for this. Kind of the heart and the part of the fest is really the Sugar Bush Tours, which John's location is a part of at his farm. So you can come and pick up the locations of the tours, and we have a few local producers who will come show you all their equipment and their sugar shacks and their trees tapped and how they do it. And you can see the sap boiling and they'll talk about all that and you can really learn a lot about it. So it is really an agritourism event, which is cool. So it's very educational. And then the fest headquarters is at Phelps School. And there we have all kinds of things going on. It's super busy all day long. Some of the most popular parts of the fest headquarters are breakfast. We have a big breakfast that's put on by Sunrise Lodge with all maple syrup waffles and crepes and all kinds of treats and maple baked goods. So there's always a big line for that. And then there's a big craft fair, so you can, you know, shop all your unique vendors around here that come for that. And then there's also several like maple syrup related demonstrations and presentations. This year we have a few cooking with maple syrup demonstrations, cooking demos where you can sit and watch things being made with maple syrup. And it's amazing the things people come up with. You know, we've had like a dill maple dip that everyone's snacking on with pretzels that the crowd gets to taste and share. And you think of all breakfast stuff, but there's so many different things. So that's always interesting. And then we have hands-on demonstrations too. We do in the outside of the school, there's a hands-on tree tapping. So they have like the old school crank drill into the tree that everyone can try as they wish and hammer the tap in, and you can start seeing the sugar water flow out and you can taste it if you want to. So that's always interesting. And then we do maple taffy on the snow, where just for fun, for a treat, you can like freeze maple syrup right on snow and just roll it up with like a popsicle stick. And it's, you know, tastes like candy, like taffy.
And John, I hear sometimes, oh, with the weather, we're tapping earlier or later this year. What does weather from year to year mean for the quality and the quantity that you're able to produce?
The time that the sap starts to run varies every year. This year, it's actually starting a little later. It's really not late, but it's starting later than last year. So the season itself generally lasts about 30 days. Whether it starts early or late, it usually runs about 30 days before you have to quit. So the timing, when it starts and when it ends, doesn't affect the quality a whole lot, except for that if it's a late start and a late end, by the end of the season, the sap is getting warm and you have to process it right away or it loses quality. You end up with a darker, stronger flavored syrup.
Laura, what does the Phelps Maple Syrup Festival mean for the community?
It's really just become a big community festival. People from not just the immediate area and the community, but the region and the state and all over come for this. So it really has become a great tourism event for our area. So it's great for the local economy. And we get a lot of participation from community groups that come do booths, and lots of people donate to raffles and lots of people volunteer. So that's all super helpful. And some of the things that bring people from out of the area in for this are not just the craft fair for vendors and people that come for that part of it, but also something that's become bigger and bigger over the years is the maple syrup judging competition. Mm-hmm. We've had over 50 producers that have entered this in the past couple of years. And so you can enter your syrup if you're a producer, big, small, any size, whether you tap five trees or 5,000. We have major companies that enter this and like small backyard producers. It's a great way to learn about your syrup, whether you're going to win or not, or you just want to learn your density, your clarity, see how your flavor stacks up. It's really interesting. So that goes on all day. And that's a lot of producers from all over the area come just to enter and bring their syrup and sit there and watch that all day and learn about it and hear the judging and hear the tasting comments and all that. So it really has like brought a lot to our community of all these people who've never been here before that come and they get to see Phelps and see the North Woods and enjoy our area.
I want to close by asking each of you your favorite way to consume maple syrup. I'm going to start, though, and I say consume, not eat, because my favorite thing is I do cocktails and mocktails with maple syrup, citrus, maybe bitters. If it's a cocktail, then some bourbon or rye, usually. John, let's start with you. Your favorite way to eat the maple syrup you produce.
Well, having said what you just said, I prefer a Wisconsin old-fashioned with What If You Farm pure maple syrup as the base for this drink. You know, we use brandy here in Wisconsin, so that's the way that is. It's a brandy old fashioned, and the sweet is the maple syrup. But other than that, maple syrup on oatmeal in the morning is always a good thing, and you can't overlook pancakes and waffles just smothered in maple syrup.
Sure. All right, and Laura, your favorites.
I love maple syrup in coffee or on ice cream, both. If you haven't tried either, I highly recommend.
I've done ice cream. I haven't done coffee.
Yeah, it's good as a coffee sweetener. Yep.
Thank you so much, Laura, for joining us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
And John, thanks a lot for being with us.
You're welcome. I'm glad. I hope I can give you some good information.
John Jackal is the owner of What Have You Farm in Phelps, and Laura Richard is the director of the Phelps Chamber of Commerce, which organizes the annual Phelps Maple Syrup Festival. Syrup's being tapped right now, as I understand it. That Maple Syrup Festival is scheduled this year on April 11th. Wisconsin Today producers include Beatrice Lawrence, Rochelle Wilson, and Joe Tarr.
Our technical directors are Sarah Hopeful and Tyler Ditter.
Learn more about us at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to WPR News.